a couple of minutes ago I was given two things. From our biblical stories when we were children, there was a bright star in the east. And the other word is holy lands. So perhaps we could think about that. A very bright star in the east was part of the story of the birth of Jesus. And of course the Holy Lands is where Jesus was born. And now I think would be a good time to shine some of that light across the Holy Lands. Perhaps you could imagine yourself being that light, feeling the love, because light is an expression of love. So perhaps feel yourself as an expression of love. Maybe imagining yourself above the Holy Lands, or maybe walking in amongst the towns and villages. And feel the power of that love coming through you, through that light from the eastern star. People are not very happy there at the moment. Everybody's frightened, everybody's uncertain, everybody has loved ones. Project your love towards their hearts. Remember that love is the most powerful expression of energy that there is. Perhaps hold your hands out in front of you. Spread your fingers and hold those in front of you. Feel yourself being a conductor of energy, of love energy. Feel that starlight coursing through you, projecting it to all those in such terrible need at the moment. Feel that energy being received by all those people and the animals. Find yourself perhaps where the need is greatest. Sending that love and light. And as you see the people, you see their beauty. Every single person is beautiful. It makes sending love to them so easy because they are so beautiful. with all the layers and cloaks taken away, exposed for what they really are, is love. We all are. No exceptions. This feels like a joyous experience. Maybe one day they will all start to appreciate how beautiful they are. And with your work done, a final prayer of love. May return back towards the star in the east. In the certain knowledge that the love that you have projected will make a difference.
Well, it was lovely to stretch ourselves like that.
About like we were all together in a gold circle then.
Hmm.